Welcome to Get Sleepy, the podcast where we listen, we relax, and we get sleepy. I'm your very honoured host, Thomas, and I really want to thank you for tuning in and for all of those who've given us some feedback so far at getsleepy.com. As I've said before, it's amazing to hear your comments, to hear that you're enjoying the show, and to get your ideas on other things we might be able to try. It's incredible for me, as someone from a small town in the southeast of England, to know that there are people listening to this podcast and listening to my voice all over the world. I almost can't get my head around it, but I'm so grateful that you're doing so. And please do keep spreading the word and making sure that Get Sleepy can help other people as well as you. And if you haven't done already, please consider leaving us a review on Apple Podcasts. Now, we're releasing this episode on Christmas Day, and if you're tuned in right away, then thank you so much for being here. And if you're celebrating it, then I hope you've had a wonderful day and a wonderful festive season overall. It's an honour to be part of your routine tonight and whenever you choose to use Get Sleepy. Your listening and your wonderful feedback is a gift in itself. And if you're in the mood for sharing gifts, then please share more feedback with us on getsleepy.com and leave us a review on Apple Podcasts or anywhere else that you listen to this podcast on. Now tonight, my friend Nadine has a special holiday treat for you, with an awfully cute story about a young elf who gets to live out her dream of making toy trains. But before we begin the story, let's just take some time, as always, to calm ourselves down, to relax, and to ease into the night. So begin by taking a nice deep breath. Release the air back out through your mouth and feel your chest and your stomach lower as the air leaves your lungs. Focus in on your breathing and the here and now. As busy a time as it might be, why not turn all your attention to just your inner presence and be thankful that you're safe and you're comfortable in bed. And as you continue to take deep breaths, you should begin to feel that your body will follow your mind. Notice any tension in your muscles and just feel that start to ease away as well as you continue to breathe deeply and to focus all of your attention on the present moment. And as you begin to relax and drift off to sleep, all you need to think about right now is listening to my voice, letting your body relax and preparing for this wonderful story that Nadine is about to read. Develop a sense of being in a snowstorm. A cold wind howls across the land, and a cloud of snow flurries around in all directions. And this is where our story begins.
imagine a single delicate snowflake floating through the air. Let your mind rest on the image of this snowflake. The snowflake is shaped like a tiny star with six points and smooth edges. It glistens white as it flutters through the air. But as it turns, hints of pink, blue, and golden yellow appear as the light catches it. The snowflake floats on the breeze, whisked further ahead with every gentle gust. Follow it. Watch as it tumbles through the air, between evergreen trees dusted with snow. It wisps over hills and valleys, heading to the edge of the earth. Beyond the farthest hill, it's joined by a flurry of other snowflakes. Thousands of tiny white stars, creating a blustering haze. It's hard to see past them all, dancing through the air. Then, the wind calms. The flurry settles to the ground, revealing a vast, dark sky. The moon shines brilliantly above. A layer of soft snow covers everything in sight. Ahead, there's a small village, a little cluster of homes and workshops made of wood painted red and green. Each glows with a warm yellow light within. A small trail leads into the village. Marking the entrance, there's a little white sign. In curving handwritten letters, it reads, "Welcome to Train Town." Standing next to the sign, with a red canvas sack slung over his shoulder, is Winky. And this is her very first day in Train Town. Winky takes a deep breath, feeling the cold air warm in her lungs. A puff of air billows from her mouth, warming the tip of her nose as she looks down at the village. A gentle shiver travels up her spine. She's excited, but also a little nervous. Her whole life, she's dreamed of making toy trains. For years, she went to school and apprenticed with the very best elves in the train building business. She studied hard and spent long nights poring over every book on trains she could find. She read books about painting trains and books on train mechanics. There were ones about the best materials to use, about how to fasten the perfect brake wheels, and how to decorate the interior in various styles. One of her favorites was called "Everything About Toy Trains That Doesn't Have to Do with the Train." It talked about where to place a jolly sprig of holly, how to tie a cinnamon stick through a bow and place it firmly on the front of the engine, and the best way to affix a shiny silver bell so it will ring bright and clear as the train travels along the track. She worked hard to get to this point, and now she's made it. Standing with her rucksack, looking down at the center of the toy train universe, Train Town. Winky squeals with delight and hops up and down, clapping her hands together in excitement. She stops only when her sack begins to slip off her shoulder. Winky adjusts her green coat and the sack. She stands up straight and sets her mouth into a determined smile. It's time to go to work. Train Town is one of many holiday villages on this side of the North Pole. It's peak season, so the town is bustling with activity. This is where every toy train in the world comes to life. Other villages specialize in toy boats, sewing machines, toolboxes and tools, fun socks, art supplies, rocking horses, ice skates, and mittens. She's glad to be a toy train elf. It's more interesting than mittens, she thinks. She chuckles to herself and shakes her head. For Winky, it's always been trains. She loves the way they go round and round. She loves the sound their wheels make as they chug around bends and over bridges. She loves the weight of the engine and the brightness of the paint. She loves how sturdy they are. Trains can brave any weather and any obstacle. Winky once saw a poodle go nose to nose with a commuter train under a well-decorated tree. The train was triumphant, of course. After a few sniffs, the poodle laid down, content to watch the train go round the tree. She loves the tiny, scenic villages that they travel through. She loves the picturesque stations with their decorative doors, broad platforms, and miniature conductors. She loves how some people, who don't have all the trinkets for a full village, just bunch up white sheets to make mountains of imaginary snow and tunnels. Those toy train landscapes are her favourite. To Winky, that's true creativity. Every November, the elves in training get their assignments. Winky could barely wait to get her letter. One Friday night, it finally came, wrapped up in a big red bow. She untied the bow carefully, gently tugging at it until the paper unfurled. The letter was simple. There were only two words on the paper, etched in glimmering gold. Train Town, it read. For Winky, it was a dream come true. She packed her bag that night. She picked out red and white striped socks and her best green shoes, the ones with little bells on the front. She packed a couple of skirts, a few pairs of shorts, candy cane-coloured stockings, and one pair of checkered overalls. She put in her most durable black belt with a big golden buckle. And she put extra care in selecting her hats. Two green ones with pointy tops and a red velvet one with a white puff on the end. Then she was all ready to go. She picked up her letter, sprinkled a handful of fresh snow onto it, closed her eyes and thought of Train Town. In an instant, she was surrounded by a flurry of snowflakes. They swirled and danced before her eyes. Then they settled. In a moment of winter magic, her room disappeared, replaced by snow-covered hills and this small, cozy village off in the distance. Now, she's finally here. Full of joy, Winky brushes the snow off her nose and heads down the trail, leading into Train Town. The powdery white snow crunches beneath her feet. The curved tips of her shoes flick a bit of snow with each step. She's smiling cheek to cheek as she reaches the first workshop. Inside, she can hear the tinkering of a toy factory. She knocks on the door, and an older elf answers. He has a white beard and wears round, gold-rimmed glasses that sit low on his nose. He peers over them at Winky. Come in," he welcomes her. She sets down her sack on a wooden bench beside the front door. She tells him this is her first season here in Train Town, and she's not quite sure where she's supposed to go. "How exciting," he says. His rosy face beams with delight. It's always nice to see a new recruit. It brings back fond memories of his first year on the job. He clasps his hands with joy. He'll show her around and get her settled in. But first, he offers her a cup of hot cocoa. After all, an elf can't start a new job without a warm cup of chocolate, he says with a grin. Winky accepts gratefully. She holds the mug in her hands as steam drifts upward from the dark liquid. It's not too hot, just the right temperature. The warmth seeps into her fingertips and spreads into her palms. It may be snowy outside, she thinks, but it's quite cozy in here. She lifts the mug to her nose and takes a deep breath in. The sweet, savory aroma of dark chocolate fills her nostrils. There's a hint of peppermint too, cool and refreshing. Winky takes a sip. It's thick and sweet. She lets it sit on her tongue a moment before swallowing it. It just might be the best hot chocolate she's ever had, she thinks. She drinks the rest of the cup, savoring every sip. When she's finished, she puts the mug down on the table in front of her, satisfied. Now, it's time to head to the workshop and see how Train Town works, the older elf says. Tonight, Winky will learn her way around so she knows what to do over the next several weeks. The older elf leads Winky down a hallway and into a brightly painted room at the far end of the workshop. This room has tall, vaulted ceilings and colourful decorations hanging from the beams. It's so festive, just like her green shoes with the little bells on the toes. She gives her feet a wiggle, gently ringing the bells, and squeaks with excitement. The older elf laughs to see her so happy This is where the trains begin, he tells her. On the ground, running clear through the room from right to left, is a set of sturdy black tracks. On top of the tracks is an elf-sized train. And in one of the empty cargo cars sits a workbench. On the workbench is a picture of a train. The older elf explains that each part of the process happens on this workbench. The larger train carries the workbench from building to building in the village. In every workshop, the next part of the toy is made. By the time the larger train reaches the final shop, there's a fully functional toy train on top of it. Winky finds it spectacular that toy trains are made on top of a train. How fitting. The older elf is the supervisor, so it's his job to ride atop the assembly train to every workshop, overseeing each part of the process. Winky can come along with him tonight. They hop on board the larger train. It has cushy velvet seats with gold studs along the edges. Winky leans back, fully relaxed, but beaming with anticipation. The older elf blows a whistle, and like magic, the train sets off down the tracks. It chugs across the room into a well-lit tunnel. Painted arrows point the way. As the train leaves the first building, Winky feels the cool air on her cheeks. She looks up. Snow is falling gently on the ground between the buildings. The night sky is dark overhead, and the stars shine brightly. The train passes under an overhang and into the next workshop, where it comes to a stop. Here, elves are hard at work, stamping out metal engines in small presses. One elf with a pointed white beard pulls a perfectly molded engine from his press. He places it carefully on the workbench. The older elf inspects the engine and nods his approval. Another elf brings over a paintbrush and a pot of jet black paint. With delicate strokes, she covers the engine in its first coat of shiny paint. The older elf calls his thanks to everyone in this workshop, who let out a synchronized cheer in return. With a blow of the whistle, they're off once again on the assembly train. The elves all wave as they chug out of the building. This time, the train takes them through a long, winding passageway. Above them are wooden arches, linking this workshop with the next. Each of the arches is draped in tinsel. Winky smiles as some of it brushes against the top of her head and nearly knocks her hat off. In the next workshop, there are a handful of elves molding and painting train cars. There are passenger cars with tiny seats, dining cars with minuscule tables and chairs, sleeper cars with little beds and pillows, and cargo cars for holding grain or boxes of goods. The older elf looks back over his shoulder at Winky and grins. He claps his hands, and every elf lines up next to the train, holding a different kind of car. He looks them over, one by one, nodding in approval each time. The elves attach the cars to the engine using tiny magnetic latches. Once they are all hooked up, he blows the whistle and they are off once again. This time, Winky waves to everyone else in the workshop. They wave back. "Welcome to Train Town," one of them says as she passes by. Winky feels a heart smile. "What a friendly place," she thinks. The assembly train bumps its way along the tracks. It turns left, then right, and then emerges from the building into the cool winter night. It winds its way around the back of a building with dozens of windows. That's one of the houses where the elves sleep and play games when they're not on shift, the older elf explains. Winky gazes up at the windows. A candle flickers in every windowsill. They are snow white and wear a dainty red ribbon around the bottom. No matter how long they burn, they never burn out, the old elf says. It's magic, of course, Winky realizes. How wonderful. As she looks up, she sees elves talking and laughing with each other in their rooms. Some read by the light of warm orange fires. Others knit fluffy socks and mittens. Some are visiting with neighbors next door. A few are asleep, snuggled in their beds, warm, safe, and cozy. The train continues past this building and around a corner. They ride under a stone bridge and through a stand of evergreen trees that opens up into the next workshop. This is where the detailing happens, the older elf explains. As the train grinds to a halt, several elves surround the workbench with fine pointed brushes and little parts. One attaches wheels to the engine, while another places tiny flower pots on each of the dining car tables. Another stencils on the name of the train in elegant gold lettering. "The Train Town Express," it reads. The train is almost complete. The older elf blows his whistle one more time, and the train sets off. In this final workshop, the toy train gets packaged. There are only four elves here. One is in charge of placing the train in white tissue paper. The next gently sets the toy train in a bright red box. The third is an expert in bows. She ties a large, puffy silver bow on the box, straightens the edges until they sit smoothly around the corners. The fourth and final elf pulls out a beautiful golden fountain pen. In delicate handwriting, the elf addresses the parcel to the person who wished for it. "This train is going to a girl named Charlotte." "Of course, many trains go to children all over the world," the older elf explains. "But many go to adults too. After all, everyone loves a decorative toy train." Winky smiles with delight. That's why she wanted to make toy trains her whole life. They make her smile, and she wanted to make other people smile too. The older elf blows his whistle one final time, and the train sets off back to his workshop. Once inside, he takes the red box with the finished toy train and places it in a special corner. There, it joins five other boxes ready to head out to toy lovers around the world. The older elf pulls a long rope dangling in the corner of the workshop. Up above, a massive bell rings, signaling it's the end of the day here in Train Town. Winky yawns. She's learned so much, but now it's time for bed. She wants to be sharp for her first full day here in Train Town. She retrieves her sack from the bench near the door and walks outside. Walking through town, elves file out of the workshops as the warm lights inside flicker out, one by one. Winky looks up at the night sky above and feels the snowflakes land gently on her cheeks. Once she reaches the living quarters, she opens the front door. On a small table just inside, there's a large black key with a card tied to it bearing her name. She heads to the door that matches the number written on the card. She puts the key into the lock and turns it. With a click, the door swings open, and she looks around her room for the first time. There's a fire crackling in the fireplace on the right side of the room. On the left, there's a bed with fluffy green and red blankets and big white pillows. She sets down her sack and takes off her festive green shoes. Bells jingle as she sets them down for the night. Winky puts on her pajamas and gets into bed, relishing the feeling of the cool, crisp sheets. The bed begins to warm as she snuggles down into the covers. She feels her head sink down into the pillow. Her body relaxes. She looks out of the window and sees all of Train Town glowing in the night air. The last workshop dims its lights. Smoke rises from the chimneys, billowing until it disappears into the falling snow. Just as her eyes begin to close, she notices a single star-shaped snowflake land on her windowpane. This is where she's meant to be, she thinks. She falls into a deep and restful sleep.